All right, we've got Scott Machado in the studio. Hi, Scotty Machado.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good, you?
I'm really good. I'm really sad to hear about your injury, your ankle injury. How long do you think you'll be on the sidelines for?
Yeah, so it happened two Saturdays ago, so I'm hoping only another 4 weeks, but we're taking it slow, making sure that I come back fully healthy and ready to go.
Heel spur, did you say?
Yeah, heel spur. So for some that don't know, it's kind of located near the Achilles, so it's kind of attached. But thankfully, it's not on the Achilles, so I'm good.
Yeah, you don't want an Achilles injury. Anyway, great to watch the team. What an amazing win against the 36ers last weekend. That was huge. You might get a silver lining and all, sitting on the sidelines watching the whole game. It must give you a different perspective. I mean, what did you learn from watching that game?
No, absolutely. All the guys stepped up, and it was wonderful to watch, from Bull controlling the other point guard from making his plays, and Taj with his defensive plays and catching his hands and making sure he steals a lot of the basketballs, and just Majuk getting out and getting confidence again, Zim doing what he's doing. Like, it's just good to see everybody stepping up and going in the right direction as a team. Everything worked out well, and 40 trying new things and putting Majuk at the three position, like, all of that stuff was amazing. So it's just good to see from the sidelines, because instead of being out there in the jungle with them, you're actually looking at it in a bird's eye view, so you get to see it from a different angle. So I'm enjoying it. Obviously, would like to be out there with them winning these games, but if they keep going like this, I'm happy.
It could be worse. They could be losing really badly, and then you feel like you want to be there and helping them. So it's actually, yeah, it's a good thing. You've got your Boxing Day bout with the Bullets. What kind of game do they play? What do you think the guys need to do on court?
They're a fast-paced team, and I think if we can control and slow it down and make sure that they don't get out on fast breaks, take care of the ball like we did this past weekend, win the rebounding battle again, I think we'll be fine. Guys are starting to hit open shots and taking the right shots. Taj is doing a good job running the point guard at the time, and when JK comes in, he's still being very solid. So I think if we do exactly what we did this weekend, take care of the ball and win the defensive rebound, I think we'll be in the game and we'll be fine. They're in a position where they just lost to Perth, and we just came off a good win. So teams are going to start paying attention now.
Yeah, watch us go. And New Year's Eve is always an amazing game. It's got a different atmosphere, hasn't it, to most other home games?
Yeah, I mean, everybody could tell. Everybody that plays in the NBL knows, just because all Christmas Eve games are up in cans because of the atmosphere. Everybody comes out and supports. Everybody watches it. And right from the game, they go to the fireworks. So it's just a wonderful way to end the year, especially if you love the game of basketball. You want to see a good match, and the guys go out there and give it their all. So there's no other way that I would want to go through the New Year's. So if you're listening, make sure you come out.
Yeah, against the New Zealand Breakers. Now, let's stop talking basketball. I want to talk about Christmas. You're a New Yorker. White Christmas over there, which I've never experienced myself. What will you miss most about a New York White Christmas?
I guess most of my family's still there, so that's something that's very important to me. So I'm usually not home for the holidays, and that's normally what hits me the most during the holidays, so I miss them.
Yeah.
But like you said, the white Christmas and the cold, right? Wearing full jeans and a sweater, a jacket over that, maybe even a scully. We call it a scully, but a hat, gloves, like all of those like extra garments to wear when you go out. And then, of course, coming from New York, you get to go see the tree.
You
get to go see the Rockefeller tree, and that's pretty nice.
Wow.
It's completely different when you're out here and it's nice and hot. It's hot, and it's just wonderful weather. I love the weather now.
Yeah.
But if I were to miss anything, that's what I miss, the weather probably.
What do you plan to do for Christmas?
I was planning on going down to watch the guys beat up on the Bullets, but I'm going to lay around back here. I'm going to lay back here with my partner, and we're going to have our own little Christmas. We started putting like little presents under the tree and kind of giving it different names. So I was just, instead of like it being her name and my name, I would be like, oh, your lover to stranger or from.
Oh.
Yeah, so we just started doing those little cute things.
Playing cute games.
But that's about it.
Look out. Now, before you go, this is a really important question, all right? The 1989 Die Hard movie.
Nice. Classic.
Yeah, I think I know what you're going to say.
Classic.
Do you consider that a Christmas movie.
So we had this conversation the other day. It's during Christmas time. Everything that's occurring during that movie is Christmas.
But he's shooting up people.
Yeah, but it's Christmas is still another day, right? So people that actually don't celebrate Christmas are going through their regular day-to-day lives. So people that celebrate Christmas, that could be happening to somebody out there, and we just don't know it's happening.
What, someone getting shot up?
Something like that. I mean, I would hope not. No. Hope everybody's having a great holiday. God. But
yippee-ki-yay.
See? I mean, there's all types of things that's
happening.
Don't
even think. It's not a Christmas movie in my book. I just said
why
that.
Why not? Why not?
No.
So what are we, just Home Alone?
Yeah, well, we're home. No, we're Love Actually.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
How many times have you seen that one?
Twice.
Come on. That's something that you and your partner should do.
We've
when you play your little games.
We've been watching nonstop.
Good. Well, from all the listeners here at Star and from all the team, have a very Merry Christmas, Scott Machado, and thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.